Pesachas Kelim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Hasheretz, a sheretz, shenimsa lamata minechushta shel taner, that was found below the floor of a taner. So somehow a sheretz got in there, and it's under the floor. So right now it's not in the airspace of the taner, but it got into a spot which ordinarily you would think it could only get to by going through the airspace of the taner. We say is tahar. The taner is still tahar. Why? Shani Aimer, because I can say, chai nafal, it fell in there while it was still alive. And now it died. So when it passed through the airspace of the taner on the way back out of that airspace into that place underneath the floor, it was still alive, and therefore it didn't make a tummy. What about machat oitabas, a needle or a ring, shenimsu lamata minechushta shel taner, that were found underneath the floor of a taner, so they could not have passed through there. And obviously we're talking here about a machat, a needle or a ring that we know, we recognize them and we know them to be tame, or the Rambam says because all kalim are considered to be tame. But in any event, it got there and you can't use the same excuse you made for the sheretz. However, we still say tahar, the oven is tahar. Why? Shani Aimer, because I can say, Sham Hayu, they were there, Ad Shalai Hataner, from before when the taner wasn't even there yet, meaning they got into that spot on the ground first, and then the taner was placed over them. So therefore, they didn't go through the taner. So because I can say that, the taner is tahar. However, Nimsu Ve'efer Miklet, if they were found in the dirt of the fire, and that's what it means literally, what we're really talking about here is obviously the ashes of the fire. So you find them lying on top of ashes. So then we say tame. It must be the oven is tame. She'ein lay bameh yisla, because we have nothing to rely on, because the ashes would not have been there if not for the oven where the fire was burned. And they're on top of those ashes. So obviously the ashes and the oven got there first. Mishnah Dal. Sfeig, a sponge. Shabala mashkin tameim, that soaked up tame beverages. The nagov mibachutz, and it's dried up on its outside. The nafa la'avir ataner, and it falls into the airspace of the taner. Tame, we're going to say the taner is tame, even though you don't have any liquid outside, inside the airspace of the taner. Nonetheless, we say that the sponge containing this liquid went in, and the taner is going to be tame, because shesayf mashke latzeis, because at the end, the beverage is going to go out. There are different opinions as to what this means. Some say it means that because one is bound to squeeze out the mashke, others say that no, eventually, no matter what, the mashke will come out, but this is the reason given in the Mishnah. V'chein chasicha shel lefes, and similarly a piece of a turnip, v'shel gemi, and of a reed, and these are two items which are often used to soak up liquid. So they have this tummy liquid inside of them, and they fall into a taner. They're going to have the same halach. The taner is going to be tummy for the same reason. Shesayf mashka latzeis. However, Rabbi Shimon matahar b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon says, no, by these two things, they're tahar. He holds that the metzias of them, the actual practice of what's actually going to happen with these two items, is different than with the sponge.